Now we are at the Henry and Eliza Zollinger home, 87 South, 200 West. Henry Moroni Zollinger was born on October 6, 1881 in Providence. His father was Jacob Zollinger, who came from Switzerland and was among the first settlers of Providence. Henry married Eliza Ann Sterland, also a Providence native, in 1910, and they were the parents of five children. After the wedding, Henry and Eliza made their home with the Zollingers until Jacob helped them move into a two-room house in about 1915. This same house was remodeled about 5 years later with an inside bathroom and a porch, and two bedrooms with an upstairs. By 1929, the family's addition of seven children necessitated another remodeling. Fred Blauser was the contractor, and the lovely spacious home still stands as a monument of precious memories. The house is an unusual hybrid of the Victorian eclectic and bungalow styles, built on a concrete foundation. The walls are built of striated red brick. The roof consists of a main gable running east to west, a secondary cross gable to the north, and a one-story frame addition on the west elevation. Henry and Eliza represent the second generation of Providence residents. Like most Providence residents, they made their living from farming, while making significant contributions to the civic and social development of the community. One of those contributions is evident just one block to the north of this home. Over a period of several years, Eliza worked with city mayors and councilmen to purchase the land bordering 100 North, west of 200 West, for a city park. This finally happened in 1985. A beautiful park was built, which has served the community as the primary park in the city. Ball fields, two covered meeting areas, a playground, tennis courts, and a veterans memorial have all been built here. Zollinger Park is a welcome sight to all those who enter Providence from Logan's South Main Street, and a testament to the foresight of these early Providence natives.